Good morning, Atlanta, and welcome home. You're listening to Atlanta Home Radio with your host, Stone Payton, and our producer and co-host, Alan Dobrinsky. Good morning, Alan. How are things going for you, buddy?
Good morning, Stone. Very well, thank you.
Yeah, you been selling any real estate since I talked to you last?
No, I've been working on Radio X mostly lately.
Yeah, you've been too busy producing radio shows, haven't you?
Yep, yep.
Well, this is going to be a great segment. In this morning's segment, we are going to visit with Walt Ray and Mona Steven. They're both with a new magazine called Design Is Magazine. Welcome to the show, Walt and Mona.
Hi there.
Hi, thanks for having us, Stone.
Well, you are more than welcome, man. We are delighted to have you. Let's start with you, Walt, if we might, and then we'll let the brains of the outfit chime in as necessary here with Mona. But tell us a little bit about this magazine and what you're out there trying to do for folks with this.
Well, Design Is Magazine is an online magazine. We have our third issue out, November, Design Is Thankful. So each month we try to bring readers tips and tricks about how to live well and inexpensively. Each month we're going to attempt to inspire, guide, and entertain with helpful tips and inspirational spreads. And we hope to prove in every issue that you don't have to break the budget to get great results for your home and garden.
Now, what in the world, Mona, possessed you and Walt to get in the magazine business? There's got to be easier ways to make a living.
Well, Walt is the brains. He's definitely the brains behind the magazine. I just kind of stumbled up on him, and he, you know, took me by the arm and said, you know what, I'm going to run with her.
So what were you two doing before this, before you got this thing going?
Well, I had an interior design business. I actually still do. M1 Design Group, and we have mainly merchandised model homes for builders and developers in the southeastern region, mainly here in Atlanta and the Carolinas.
Well, that's got to be a cool business. I mean, I got to believe when you walk into a subdivision, a new concept subdivision, whatever, to walk into a model home that's actually furnished, for someone like me that doesn't have a great deal of vision,
right.
If I can see it, I can appreciate it, right?
Right.
So that's an important business.
Yeah, right,
as,
for sure.
As a real realtor, I mean...
As a real realtor? Is that what you are?
As a real estate broker? The first thing we want to do is get a client into a decorated model because it has the wow factor. These decorators make them look awesome.
Interesting.
We love the decorators.
And then what? After you got out of jail, you decided to start a magazine? What's
exactly,
the deal with you, Walt?
Exactly. Well, I work with a nonprofit called Park Pride in Atlanta. And then I have my own consulting firm. I'm a landscape architect by training and by profession. And
so we got the outside and the inside here.
That's right.
Great perspective.
That's right.
Well, say more. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Oh, no, that's fine. So, you know, I guess I got into it as a hobby. My partner, Scott, and I, we were buying distressed properties, fixing them up, and renting them. And what we decided we liked about it was not necessarily the being landlords. I don't really want to be a landlord.
Yeah.
We liked the idea of buying these houses and fixing them up. The problem is, of course, with the mortgage industry, you're not getting mortgages, so it's all out of pocket. So we were trying to figure out how to take this great house with great bones and bring it back to life. And how do you do it when everything you spend is coming out of your grocery budget? And the more we experimented with it, the more we decided, you know, these are great ideas that people may really want to use in their own home. We need to share it with other people. And so we started looking at publishing formats, and we decided to go online.
Okay, so this is not, you don't grab this magazine on your way out the grocery line. This is all online.
Right, you grab it.
Tell us about that decision, because that had to be a very important decision, and probably more than one conversation led up to that.
It really was, and you know, I saw it as a printed magazine, and then
Mona won is what's happening.
Yeah,
Mona vetoed the print.
No, I don't think I had anything to do with that decision.
Well, I started talking to some editor friends of mine from more established magazines, and they were all kind of like, you know, Walt, the print magazine industry is suffering; they're struggling. Many of our favorites have closed their doors. You know,
wow.
Domino is gone. Metropolitan Home is gone. I mean, a lot of really well-established print magazines are just gone. They couldn't survive. So what we started realizing was that the magazine industry is moving to an online format, and most of the traditional magazines have an online version, but usually their online versions tend to be watered down, difficult to navigate, not particularly helpful. Excuse me. So we thought, you know, what if we started out as an online magazine? And what we also found is a lot of our friends, they don't take their books to bed anymore. They take their Kindle to bed with them, and they take their iPads and their iPhones.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's really true. I know my 18-year-old, I don't know the last time, and she's an avid reader, but I don't know the last time she actually you know, cracked open a real book.
Right. And now online magazines, they're eco-friendly.
Yeah.
They're nice. very, very green.
Yeah. I went online and I looked at your magazine, and it looks like a regular print magazine. It's different from what I have
seen. It's not just a typical website.
It's not like a website. Like some of the online magazines are just websites with articles.
Incidentally, let me break in and mention something. You know, I woke up early because my wife came back in town last night, and she wakes up to Mike and Mike.
Yeah.
They have computers in front of them, and they're looking at website stuff while they're doing the radio show.
Uh-huh.
Can you get that handled here so we can be looking? What's the deal? I'm feeling like, you know. So next time we do this, I want to be like looking at their
you
website.
You want to see it. Yeah.
He's reaching for the laptop right now.
But let's hear it from the consumer perspective. What did you think when you were online looking at this thing? It felt like more of a real magazine than a typical website, Alan?
It is. And it's funny because I went to that, you know, their website. I opened it up and I thought, well, this is different because it's a, you know, it's got pages. You flip the pages. Mm-hmm. It's like you click a button and it flips.
Absolutely.
Does the Kindle do that? I don't know. I bought the Kindle, but I've never touched it. I just wrote the check.
I've never used it. I've never used one.
And then of course there's this publisher must be really popular because there is a magazine that I like called the Handyman. I don't know, but anyway, I stopped buying the print edition of that Handyman magazine because it was just too expensive, and I just.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it would just pile up mm-hmm. the papers.
Absolutely.
And
this
had a
sort of that feel to it, though. You click the button, it turns the page.
It is just like you're reading a magazine. Mm-hmm. It's just on the screen. So it brings up, and I thought, wow, this is great.
Okay,
and
but so, you did not have to pay for the magazine.
No.
So here's the big question. How do you make money? How do you feed your kids? Well, maybe you don't.
Mommy, we don't.
You don't have kids.
We don't. Oh, yeah, I do.
You're not old enough to have kids.
Oh, stop it.
So how do you make money on this kind of thing? Seriously.
The model is that we're obviously not charging for subscriptions, and that was a painful decision because I thought, you know, look, if you don't want to pay 95 cents to read this, I don't know if I want you reading it. But what we learned was that process of putting your credit card in is going to mm-hmm. drive a lot of people away,
mm-hmm.
even just for the 95 cents or whatever mm-hmm. it is. So we just decided finally to offer it for free and then use the readership to justify to our advertisers. You know, we have X number readers every month. And don't you want to have your product in front of them?
So it's an advertising model.
Yeah.
Yep. And now what kind of folks you probably never know and you're probably learning this, but at least when you sat down and planned it out, who are you targeting to read it? And what kind of folks are you thinking would want to advertise to those folks? Help me out with those two constituencies.
Well, that's a really good question. Who we're targeting for our audience is really those people just out of college. They have their first jobs,
mm-hmm.
And their first incomes were, you know, mom and daddy aren't buying everything, and so their first apartments.
Right.
So really,
right.
The whole way to like the, you know, so the 25s to like the mid 40s, where people have some disposable income, but not they're not going to write the $100,000 check for the kitchen makeover.
Right.
So kind of, you know, the young working professionals who want a great look at a great cost.
And a real modern look as well.
Okay, so these are the people that are reading the magazine. What can they expect to find when they go in there and read? We've already heard from Alan that it looks cool and feels cool. What kind of content can they expect to see there?
Well, every month we make sure we have some great content on interior design, you know, great interior shots, on some sort of seasonal decor, on the garden, on architecture. And
so pictures are still important here.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Visual.
Sure.
Even though it's
visual,
online, the visual, the picture, because I know in the magazines, like in the grocery line, pictures is what sells it, right?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We try to get the best covers, the most relevant stories, and they're pictures and stories about how to live in modern times with modern kind of lifestyles and at a modern aesthetic.
Right.
And then what we're finding is we have a lot of people outside of that demographic, you know, the 20-something to the 40-something, who are reading and enjoying the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
We really think our core...
Like old people with a bunch of money, like Alan.
Old people.
Alan found it, right?
Yeah, you know, rich old people love
rich
Alan.
Rich old people like Alan.
But, you know, we're trying to go for a younger, hipper, fresher audience who really loves that, kind of like that fresh new take on thing. Well, hopefully it appeals to everyone.
So
I do like it.
Is there competition in this space? Are you competing for mind share for that Democratic?
For that Democratic?
I had this big, long political discussion with my oldest daughter last night, and I still got that on the brain.
Yeah. Right.
But are you competing for this demographic? And if so, what kinds of strides have you made to make yourself different and clearly differentiate yourself from other products and services, and particularly other people in this space that are going after that same demographic? Or is that really not an issue?
You know, it could be an issue. What we're finding is there are very few online magazines that are just really similar to our format.
And what you've got your own sandbox right
we
now.
We think
anyway.
we have our own sandbox. There are a few other online magazines. One of them is really much more high end. They claim to be very accessible, mm-hmm. but then they're advertising these $10,000 rugs mm-hmm. and this antique clock from some shop in Paris mm-hmm. That I cannot access. And then what we're noticing with the magazine industry as a whole, you know, we went to an event yesterday by a magazine, and they were talking about their innovation awards.
Sure.
And their innovation stuff didn't seem innovative to us. Like one of the
we were sitting there waiting for the innovation.
Never came, right?
I think we exited stage left.
We did. And, you know, for instance, the architect who won the innovation award. Well, his innovation was every room in his house has a window.
Oh wow!
And I'm like, really?
Wow!
And this is like a high profile newsstand, well respected magazine. Yeah. I love the magazine. I love the houses he was talking about.
Yeah.
But like to us, they just weren't innovative. And to the people who claim to be accessible, you know, advertising a cuckoo clock from Paris isn't. I've never had the opportunity to go to Paris to buy a clock. I never will. I never want to. Mm-hmm. And we think most of our readers don't. So we see ourselves as very accessible. Go to Home Depot, pick this up. Turn it upside down and reuse it in a different way. I mean, it's really that simple.
Oh, so it really is that straightforward, that accessible, that kind of real-world advice.
Exactly. And, you know, just from an interior designer standpoint, you know, there are so many people and readers who really want to pull together their own space. They want to understand how to do it themselves. And if you have a straightforward publication that can assist with that, we just think that it'll really be beneficial for our audience.
So who's writing this stuff? Who's sharing these tips? Who are you asking to contribute to this magazine? Are you still kind of getting your arms around that too?
Actually, we've been very, very lucky. We have, you know, we have a staff of probably 10 people. Stephanie Mayola is our interiors editor, and she's somebody I worked with years ago. And I was talking to her one day about the magazine. She's like, oh, I want to write for it. And so I said, well, what do you want to write? And she started giving me samples of interior content, and it was really quite good. So we've hired her as our interiors editor. Jesse Allen is fresh out of school.
Love Jesse.
Yeah, talented
so
landscape architect. And he's become our garden editor. We have Megan McCarthy, who a friend of a friend hooked us up with. She's really great. She actually does cooking demonstrations at the Botanical Garden in Midtown.
Oh, how cool is that?
And I
want her on the show.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's great. No, you should. Nice. She's and what a personality. And she writes about food. So every month she does a column called Eating Well in Season, where she takes whatever is in season and makes it into something healthful and nutritious and delicious.
Nice.
And then Elizabeth Beasley works for the Cartoon Network. She's a writer for the Cartoon Network. And she, again, a friend of a friend hooked us up, and she writes an article every month called Design Is Not, and it's kind of a comedy piece.
Yeah, there's a lot of that going on.
And then she also tends to write something else a little bit more serious. And then Tyler Lynch grew up in a thrifting household. His parents owned and still own a thrift store in rural Georgia.
Right.
But he has thrifting in his bones and in his blood and in his DNA. Mm. So he writes a story every month for us about tips for thrifting. And these are all people who've come to us. And then, of course, we have Mona Steven, and she is leading the design house, and she is coordinating 12 interior designers, all with very different tastes.
With all different personalities.
That's got to be a real challenge. There are people that are that talented.
Yeah, I feel like a mother of 12 kids, you know. Excuse me, can I use the restroom? You know, questions like as simple as that, you know.
Yeah.
What a great team, though, that they've assembled, huh, Alan? You need to get you a team like that.
I think it's awesome. You know what a great idea. The online magazine as opposed to the print one is just very
And do you hear how they're finding people and meeting people? And I wonder if that whole process is not being facilitated by the fact that you're in this online world where information and needs and all can be communicated so quickly. But I want to ask you about being in the online world. What impact, if any, do you feel like that's had on your ability to get the word out and to continue to go to market?
It's actually a lot of fun. What we find with the online magazine is, you know, most traditional magazines, they'll photograph and write their stories a year in advance. Because if you want It's just normal practice. If you want to write an issue about October for October's issue, you can't wait till October to write it. You have to photograph it last October so that the fall leaves look right.
Unbelievable.
So that the flowers are in season properly. But what we find is that, you know, we can shoot in September and it looks close enough to October. And so we can be extremely current. We can be exactly what's going on this month.
That is nice. Not
what was happening a year ago. So we don't have to stage and photograph and write and decide everything a year ago. We can make the last minute decisions, and we don't have to go to print till 3 days before the first of the month. So we're extremely current.
Right.
These guys are streamlined, man. That's great.
They are. I'm still curious about the advertising model. Do you pick who you want to advertise and solicit them directly and say, hey, come, or do they seek you out? And how would I advertise if I was a real estate broker?
I was going to say, are you considering? Do you have your checkbook?
Well, how it works, we do have a wish list of stores that we would love to see. You know, they're national chains with a more modern aesthetic and a younger audience and a lower price point. So we're always looking for stores to advertise. So anything with a home in home goods, garden goods, interiors, garden architecture. But a lot of people who want to advertise are people we do turn down. I'm not going to advertise, you know, laser hair removal and Designies magazine. We're not doing teeth whitening. We're not doing hair replacement therapy.
Great. So you do have some ditches that you ride between.
We have some ditches, yes.
It's got to be appropriate to the theme and the purpose of the magazine.
Sure. Of course. So anything with an interiors, garden, architecture, entertaining that makes sense. And, you know, we do have our wish list, which we're working on pursuing. And then we are finding people really calling us, hey, I hear you have this new magazine. You know, how do I get into it?
So if you advertise online, and I'm sort of shooting in the dark here, but it occurs to me, one, maybe it's a little more cost effective. I don't know. Is the pricing different?
You'll
charge less than a print magazine?
Of course, yeah.
And not just because you're just getting started, but you can afford to with this online model, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
And it'll stay that way.
But I think it's gonna reverse soon, you know, especially as the print publications start dwindling off the market, you know.
Then the market's going to bear a higher fee structure, you think?
For sure. Okay. It's going to demand that.
We have actually talked to several, you know, national chains, and when we first approached them, they'd be like, oh, well, we don't do online magazine advertising anymore. I mean, no, we don't do magazine advertising anymore. We just do everything online.
Right.
I'm like, well, perfect. Guess what? We're only online. So I think those models are changing.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You know, we're kind of our pioneers in this region, online magazines. I don't think anybody knows how it's going to turn out, but we anticipate, you know, as online magazines get more and more credibility and more populated and more, you know, we need more readership, obviously. Mm-hmm. You know, the more support we have, the more demographics.
The more readers you can prove, the higher you can command the fee, and it's easier to sell.
Exactly. If you have a million readers, you know, you're going to get a lot of money for an ad.
Now, do you utilize the social networking? Are you on Facebook and tweet? Do you tweet?
We do tweet.
tweet. We got a couple of tweeters here.
Well, I must confess. I don't know if I should. I must confess. I think tweeting is a huge waste of time. I would never tweet.
Oh, I know.
I mean, I would never follow someone on Twitter. I don't care how. But we do tweet every day, and we do Facebook updates every day.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And right now, all the Facebook updates are about the Show House, which is launching in mid-December. Mm-hmm. But actually, at the beginning, most of our readers were coming from Facebook. I mean, at least probably 60% of our readers were coming directly from Facebook.
Wow. And look how much that cost you to go get those readers. Maybe a little time, energy, think through the strategy, but hard dollars, none, right?
Free.
Sure. Yeah. Fantastic.
Sure.
Well, before we leave the advertising thing completely, the other thought that I had was it occurs to me that it might be easier to attach metrics to your advertising. And
it absolutely is.
You know, you buy a billboard and you say, so many people drive by it, but I don't know if they care. But this thing, so many people click on it, so many people see it.
I can tell you every hour how many people are reading the magazine, where they're from. And, of course, I can tell you by the day, by the week, by the month, by the year. But we know minute to minute who's doing what with the magazine.
That's your bread and butter because those are your clients and customers.
But that's the kind of thing that causes you to pull your checkbook out, right, Mr. Broker, Realtor?
I'm trying to figure out how to promote my real estate brokerage. And I wonder, does Mona have an ad in there for her design services?
How about that? That's a great, that is a great on the spot question.
Well, if she does, she's going to get a nice break on it, right? That'd be like advertising a high velocity radio show on the Atlanta home radio show.
Right, exactly. Right.
Which is silly, I guess we just did. It airs Monday at 10 a.m., by the way, guys.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's funny that you asked that question because next month I will be advertising products that I'm developing within my firm. Of interior design services and products that will be web-based as well.
Right.
And so I'm excited about that because, you know, I'll be able to reach people on a global level. So that'll be right, Walt?
Yeah, we're very excited about
like,
it.
Like, come on in, Walt.
Absolutely.
He moved away from the mic.
Just as soon as you opened up that whole topic, you see this like this rift in between them. That is too funny.
Well, seriously, the nice thing about an online production is, you know, in the magazine, if there's a product pictured, you can put your mouse over the product and it will take you to the website. And the same thing if Mona's launching an online product company. We can click directly to her so that they can just click on her ad and boom, they're straight to her website.
So hyperlinking, yeah.
That's got to be huge.
Yeah. Hyperlinking, yeah, that's incredible.
That's why we pay for that advertising to drive them to our website.
Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
Right? I'll be darned. So we've alluded to it a couple times in the conversation, but let's make sure that we get the specifics down and our listeners really know where to be when. You've got several events coming up. Talk to us about that.
Go ahead, Mom.
Want me to handle that?
This is your baby.
Okay. Yes, the Chris Kids Designers Show House will take place December 9th through the 12th. On December 8th, which, by the way, is my birthday, and I'm accepting gifts.
Happy birthday. Mona's going to be 17 on December the 8th.
Oh, stop it.
All right, maybe 20. I don't know.
Well, it's going to be a great show. Again, we do have 12 very talented designers that are working very hard and diligently to obtain merchandise for the unit or for the house. This is a 6,000 square foot mansion.
Oh my.
That's been converted into 4 luxury townhomes. Apartment. Well, they could be townhomes.
They could be.
You have to be careful with the marketing language.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you got to call
it
the right thing.
But they're going to be apartments. You know, the one great thing about the project, the designers are so diverse. Their instruction is to just really give us a modern feel throughout. But they're very diverse, so it'll be very interesting floating from room to room to take a look at all of their designs. And they're going to be judged. Each room is going to be judged.
Nice.
We're going to have a celebrity judge panel. And
Best of show.
Yes, best of show. Mm-hmm. And that's going to take place on the 8th, the evening of the media and press event. So,
And so this is several days.
So the show house is actually open to the public, and we're charging tickets at the door, which will all benefit Chris Kids. The house is actually open to the public to come in, take a look, get ideas for your own home, get inspired for the holidays yourself. So Thursday, the 9th of December, it's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it's the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. Thursday, the show house is open to the public 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, it's open to the public 11 to 8. So come after dinner, come before dinner on Friday. Saturday, it's open 10 a.m. till 8 p.m. That's our longest day. And then on Sunday, December 12th, the show house is open from noon until 5, and it closes forever at 5. And at 5, we unpack this, you know, send everything back.
Hey, Alan, can we post this schedule and maybe even this graphic on the website next to
sure.
this interview?
Oh, yeah, I can scan it.
Alan can do it all.
I
see, we're online. Our deal is
PDF.
Online, so we can be very responsive. Y'all might not know that much about this, but in the online, no, I'm kidding. No, that's great. We can get all this posted, right?
Yep.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll email you these graphics as soon as we get back to the office.
That would be great.
Yeah, that's
a
terrific idea.
Thanks for the offer. And remember, all the proceeds benefit Chris Kids. They're a great nonprofit. They help with housing and with the troubled youth issues, and then they carry the teens really through their whole lives with programs to help them, you know, establish their own housing, establish a job, establish a career, education, and they've been in business for many, many, many years. Very highly respected, and we would like to raise as much as we can for them, which is why the donations at the door are so very important.
Oh, true. So this door price that we're paying, that's going to this Chris Kids outfit.
Right, absolutely.
Oh, man.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, that's terrific that you guys are doing that. This is probably going to be a non-issue now, because now that you've been on Atlanta Home Radio, I think your marketing challenge is over. But just for the sake of conversation, and we have a lot of entrepreneur types listening to the show. Uh-huh. What are some other ways that you guys go to market other than the social media stuff? What are some other great ways to go to market?
We're actually very fortunate. We have some really great people helping us with marketing, Lori Egan and Jane Chance, and they've developed a marketing plan which involves, obviously, there's a press release, mm-hmm. and the press release is written and is going out to all the news outlets, but also we figured the trade industry. Mm-hmm. So we have, Mona can talk more about the interiors, but, we have the American Society of Landscape Architects, the American Institute of Architecture. So all the design,
all professional
all the professional right. associations, make sure that they get your marketing, whatever professional associations
ASID
relate to
for designers,
whatever relates to you. So if you're a photographer trying to get your word out, reach out to your own professional support team. And then also, and we're doing a lot of kind of on the ground
marketing. Mm-hmm.
So go into all the stores around the design house, go to the coffee shop and the bookstore and leave tickets, hoping that they'll sell tickets for us.
Oh, that's
leave,
a great
yeah,
idea.
Yeah, different festivals.
Yeah, we hit the Chastain Park Arts Festival last weekend. Design Is Magazine had a booth and we had a table stage from our issue Design Is Thankful. And so anything,
So maybe you could leave a stack with us. We promise not to give them away. We'll sell them because, because we want to communicate that we're doing this to raise money for
these
folks.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah. And so, and every time we go out any place, we try to say www.designismagazine.com as often as we can say it without getting too tongue-tied. Mm-hmm. Designismagazine.com to go check out our first three issues. But, and honestly, it's a lot about going to events. Like Mona went to an event last night with some alumni she used to work with and was talking it up. And, if you go, honestly, a lot of it really is word of mouth and your social network and tell your friends to tell their friends and insist that your families tell all their friends and their families. It's really, when you don't have a huge budget for advertising because you are young, it's about telling everybody you can.
Well, I think they're off to a great start, don't you, Alan? I think they're off to a wonderful start.
Excellent. I'm
don't
very
impressed.
Don't
you guys like this cover for November?
Absolutely.
It is. That's our third cover.
That's not on mine now. Let me see here. Design Is Thankful. Dining Rooms to Dine For, Adirondack Adventure, Winterizer Garden.
Yeah.
Oh, that's gorgeous.
Yeah.
That is beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're off to a good start. Sounds like you got a great plan. You have a marvelous team under you. Not under you, with you, I think it's probably more accurate. I love what you guys are doing. Talk to me about the coming years. What do you see for the future of Design Is Magazine? Where are we headed with this thing?
We have very big and ambitious plans. Once we have the readership and the numbers to really support it, I would love to see Design Is Magazine introduce its own line of products. For instance, when we're trying to shop...
We're not talking about ShamWows here, right?
No, we're talking about comforters, bedding, linen, garden pots, vases, dinnerware.
Right.
We find that when we go shopping for things, sometimes we have a hard time finding stuff that we really love,
mm-hmm.
or we love that comforter, but it's way too small for a king-size bed.
Right.
So we want to come up with our own line of product that works for today's lifestyles, with today's aesthetics, and reaches today's audience. And I would love to see those all, the DI line
mm-hmm.
for sale, in Target, Macy's.
You mean the Mona Stevens line, right?
That's right.
The Mona Stevens line,
I'm
exactly.
thinking.
Enough of the Martha Stewart already. And you probably have a cleaner record, right?
Yeah, of course. Let's hope so, right? I never checked that. So we literally want to build the readership, keep reaching out to more and more people, and command obviously more presence in the industry, and then also launch our own line of products available at some national retailer. And then once Design Is up and really running itself, we go into Style Is, we go into Health Is, we go into Travel Is.
Oh.
there's a empire to build here.
And very cool.
Better buy all of those domain names.
That's right.
Oh yes, should run home and do that right
that's
now.
Right.
So, but we see
quickly.
We see the Is Empire growing to include many other Is. Products.
Well, I got to tell you, Radio X Is and Atlanta Home Radio Is absolutely blessed to have had you on the show this morning. It has been a fun conversation. I think we've learned a ton. Before we let you go, let's make sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you, learn more about this event. We're going to post those details on our website, but we also wanted to be able to get to to your website and your magazine. What's the best way for them to go about doing that?
Well, check us out. Read every issue at designismagazine.com. It's designismagazine.com. And then every month we have a show house update. And then if you want to pre-purchase tickets, just email me, walt@designismagazine.com, and I'll make sure that you can pre-purchase tickets and or visit any retailer in the area of the design house.
And that's not going to your beer fund. That's going to go to the benefit Chris Kidd.
If only. Yes, Chris Kidd takes everything. You know, they've just finished a $12 million building, you know, renovation. They built an apartment complex basically for their residents.
Nice.
And they really need all the help they can get, and they really do serve a very important need in town.
Sure.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Alan will stroke a big check on his own, but we'll also do what we can here at the studio to get the word out for you and let everybody know about the great work that Chris Kidd is doing and the work that you guys are doing. What a pleasure. Thank you both so much for being on the show today.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
You are more than welcome. Alan, that was a lot of fun, wasn't it, buddy?
Thank you again. You're awesome, Stone. Great host.
I'll pay you here in a little bit.
Yeah, Alan is reaching for that checkbook. I'm still waiting.
Uh-huh.
Well, while Alan reaches for his checkbook, and until next time, this is Stone, Peyton, Walt, Ray, Mona, Steven, my good buddy and producer and co-host Alan Dobrinsky, and everyone here at the Radio X family saying we'll see you next time on Atlanta Home Radio.